This is Audible.
Angry Birds Star Wars 2 Game. How to download for Android, PC, iOS, Kindle, plus tips. Written by HSE Games. Narrated by Trevor Klinger. Unofficial Game Guide. Licensed by HSE. Legal Notice. This product is not associated, affiliated, endorsed, or sponsored by the game's original creators. This is an unofficial game guide that is to be used as a reference tool only. We cannot be held responsible for any losses or damage incurred from the information within. Introduction. In Angry Birds, gamers utilize a slingshot to shoot birds at pigs positioned on or within a variety of structures. The objective is to destroy all of the pigs on the playing field to beat the level. While players progress in the game, brand new varieties of birds are made accessible, and some with exclusive abilities that can be activated by the gamer. High score strategies. When you first enter into a level, the very first thing you should do is zoom so you can see the whole level. It helps to discover everything before you start. This way, you may gauge how far you are from the target. This is also the best way to identify items which will be concealed off the screen. When you pull back your bird in the slingshot, take note of exactly where it is in relation to the backdrop. Using a reference point is going to greatly boost your precision. Each bird you shoot will leave a path of dust behind. Make use of this to help your following shot. For instance, if you need to hit a spot within the structure that's slightly higher than where the last shot ended up, pull the subsequent bird below the spot that the previous trail was. Restart early on and frequently. To obtain 3 stars in most of the stages, you need to be extremely accurate. If your execution on a certain shot is not ideal, don't worry, simply repeat the process. The reason why is, don't delay until after shooting the final bird to restart, when it simply only takes a couple of seconds to access the menu and reboot the level. Think like the developers. There exists a minimum of 1 wood block or glass plane that's the answer to taking down the entire level. After a while, you should start recognizing exactly where these vulnerable areas tend to be. Attack boxes of dynamite and bounce pads when they're obtainable. Once again, think just like the developers. They should have put those techniques in the game for a purpose. Wait right until your final bird vanishes before shooting another one. Generally, holding out right until everything in the level ceases to move to take your next shot is smart. In the event you need to take an alternative tactic, when you reach your last bird, you are going to lose a great amount of speed and power, essentially wasting the shot. Quite often, the most effective method to topple a tower would be to focus on its base. This will likely usually force the higher sections of the structure to come falling down on the weak pigs beneath. Until you possess bombs at your disposal, the wooden areas of the structure are most likely to be weakest. Focusing on these first will be the key point to success. A number of levels involve utilizing the least amount of birds to get a high score, while other levels might need more birds to obtain more points to get a high rating. Characters. Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon Jinn provides a lightsaber swipe attack. While not the strongest, it can be useful enough so that you can slice through chain as well as wood without difficulty. Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan Kenobi is strong, using the Force ability. His power boasts a solitary strong push, aimed by the gamer. Yoda. Yoda carries a lightsaber, Whirl Assault, where he will bounce throughout the stage for a number of moments. The power has to be activated manually prior to the assault. Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks is able to use his tongue to catch close-by items and use it to swing off of. Targeting his tongue is performed manually by the gamer. Captain Panaka. Captain Panaka features a special laser rifle which will fire a burst of about 3 lasers at a time. He fires 2 times in fast succession, which is 6 shots total. Padme. Padme carries a tractor beam capable of moving large items. The direction of the ability will be gamer manipulated with a close to limitless range. Anakin. Anakin now carries an elementary single swipe lightsaber. Jedi Initiate. The blue-colored bird presumes the role of the Jedi Initiate. This unit can only attack by dividing into 3 smaller birds. Mace Windu. Mace Windu carries a boomerang lightsaber competent at cutting through vast amounts of chains, as well as boxes. It has an extremely extended range. Chewbacca. Bust your path through virtually any construction, making use of his huge body. R2-D2. The droid R2-D2 functions with his trademarked capability to shock your nearby enemies with electrical energy. C-3PO. C-3PO is able to break into pieces on your click. Every bit is capable to carry out some damage to any kind of block or foe it hits. Leia. Princess Leia comes with a tractor beam. This beam will draw in items as opposed to pushing. Luke. Luke carries a basic lightsaber which deals a soul strike. Endor Luke. Luke has become able to deal 2 swipes in reference to his lightsaber. Jedi Luke. Jedi Luke now swings his lightsaber 3 times in quick series. Han Solo. Han Solo carries a basic laser pistol. With it, he will be able to take about 3 fast shots wheresoever the gamer targets. Darth Sidious. Darth Sidious can conjure and point lightning. It is notably effective versus metallic items, however, it's very little effect on wood. Jango Fett. Jango Fett features a solitary rocket that may be targeted anywhere the gamer wants. Battle Droid. The droid carries a simple laser blast capable of taking 3 rapid shots wherever the gamer aims at. Darth Maul. Darth Maul has a dual lightsaber which will spin as it attacks. Dooku. Count Dooku's boomerang lightsaber is definitely a robust item. It's indestructible, except if it hits a lasting piece of terrain, such as the floor. Droidica. Droidica can go right into a snug ball, producing a spinning attack. Droidica can easily bounce all over a stage and sweep numerous buildings at the same time. Zam Wessel. Zam Wessel carries a grapple hook. This enables her to grab close-by materials and move around these. Grievous. Oftentimes, the most effective line assault personality within the game. He has an unparalleled 4 times lightsaber strike. Sith Anakin. His ability pulls close-by objects nearer momentarily prior to shooting all of them, strong energy away from him and in all directions. Vader. Darth Vader has the same ability as Anakin. Boba Fett. Boba Fett features a double rocket attack. Remember that no rocket can be aimed by the player. they travel about 15 degrees above where you target. Biker Scout. The scout follows at the rear of the speeder, which may be redirected towards any area on the screen, and will knock down buildings as he goes. TIE Fighter Pilot. The TIE Fighter Pilot has the most effective gun of everyone. You are able to fire two shots of high-powered beams. Storm Trooper. The Storm Trooper is able to shoot five times. However, they tend to be very dispersed, thus it is hard to aim with this character. Achievements. Qui-Gon Jinn. Earn 130,000 points with Qui-Gon Jinn, 5 points. Anakin Episode 1. Earn 200,000 points with Anakin Episode 1, 5 points. Anakin Episode 2. Earn 120,000 points with Anakin Episode 2, 5 points. Chewbacca. Earn 100,000 points with Chewbacca, 5 points. Captain Panaka. Earn 350,000 points with Captain Panaka, 5 points. C-3PO. Earn 200,000 points with C-3PO, 5 points. Jedi Youngling. Earn 150,000 points with Jedi Youngling, 5 points. Yoda. Earn 350,000 points with Yoda, 5 points. Mace Windu. Earn 200,000 points with Mace Windu, 5 points. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Earn 250,000 points with Obi-Wan Kenobi, 5 points. Padme. Earn 200,000 points with Padme, 5 points. R2-D2. Earn 200,000 points with R2-D2, 5 points. Jar Jar Binks. Earn 250,000 points with Jar Jar Binks, 5 points. Anakin Episode 3. Earn 200,000 points with Anakin Episode 3, 5 points. Darth Maul. Earn 300,000 points with Darth Maul, 5 points. General Grievous. Earn 300,000 points with General Grievous, 5 points. Count Dooku. Earn 300,000 points with Count Dooku, 5 points. Darth Sidious. Earn 600,000 points with Darth Sidious, 5 points. Battle Droid. Earn 220,000 points with Battle Droid, 5 points. Zam Wessel. Earn 100,000 points with Zam Wessel, 5 points. Droidica. Earn 300,000 points with Droidica, 5 points. Jango Fett. Earn 300,000 points with Jango Fett, 5 points. Darth Vader. Earn 500,000 points with Darth Vader, 5 points. Biker Scout. Earn 100,000 points with Biker Scout, 5 points. Pilot Luke. Earn 100,000 points with Pilot Luke, 5 points. Endor Luke. Earn 100,000 points with Endor Luke, 5 points. Boba Fett. Earn 100,000 points with Boba Fett, 5 points. Leia. Earn 100,000 points with Leia, 5 points. Han Solo. Earn 100,000 points with Han Solo, 5 points. TIE Fighter Pilot. Earn 100,000 points with TIE Fighter Pilot, 5 points. Jedi Luke. Earn 200,000 points with Jedi Luke, 5 points. Storm Trooper. Earn 100,000 points with Storm Trooper, 5 points. Use the Force. Earn 50,000 score on Naboo, Bird Side, 5 points. Pork Side Opened. Open Pork Side in Chapter 1. Obtain 20 stars in Naboo, Invasion Bird Side, 5 points. Bird Watcher. Find all collectible items in Chapter 1, Bird Side, 10 points. Path of the Jedi. Complete the Bird Side in Chapter 1, 5 points. Give in to Porkness. Earn 50,000 score in Chapter 1, Pork Side, 5 points. Greedy Pig. Find all collectible items in Chapter 1, Porkside, 10 points. Path of the Sith. Complete Porkside in Chapter 1, 5 points. Use the Force 2. Earn 75,000 score in Chapter 2, Birdside, 5 points. Bird Watcher 2. Find all collectible items in Chapter 2, Birdside, 10 points. Path of the Jedi, 2. Complete Birdside in Chapter 2, 5 points. Give in to Porkness, 2. Earn 75,000 score in Chapter 2, Porkside, 5 points. Greedy Pig 2. Find all collectible items in Chapter 2, Porkside, 10 points. Jedi Secrets. Find all collectible items in the Birdside bonus chapter, 5 points. True Master Jedi. Gain 20 stars in Birdside bonus levels, 10 points. Dark Secrets. Find all collectible items in the Porkside bonus chapter, 5 points. True Power of Porkness. Gain 20 stars in Porkside bonus levels, 10 points. A long time ago. Play for 24 hours, 5 points. The Force is strong in this one, 1. Earn a total of 600,000 points, 5 points. The Force is strong in this one, 2. Earn a total of 1,500,000 points, 5 points. The Force is strong in this one, 3. Earn a total of 3 million points, 10 points. Level, Padawan. Clear 5 levels, 5 points. Level, Jedi. Clear 25 levels, 5 points. Level, Master. Clear 50 levels, 5 points. Level, Emperor. Clear 85 levels, 5 points. Galactic Squad. Launch 50 attacks, 5 points. Galactic Militia. Launch 400 attacks, 5 points. Galactic Army. Launch 1,000 attacks, 10 points. Star Buster. Do 50,000 points of damage, 5 points. Star Crusher. Do 1,500,000 points of damage, 10 points. Hero of Naboo. 3-star all Chapter 1 levels, 5 points. Villain of Naboo. 3-star all Chapter 1 levels, 5 points. Hero of Tatooine. 3-star all bird Tatooine levels, 5 points. Path of the Sith, 2. Complete Porkside in Chapter 2, 5 points. Villain of Tatooine. 3-star all pork Tatooine levels, 5 points. Level walkthroughs. Escape to Tatooine. Tatooine level B21. When you depart Naboo, you are instructed to choose. Are you going to join the light or dark side? Should you choose to be light, you will arrive at this stage. Should you select the dark side, this particular stage is going to open up after you acquire 20 stars within the Escape to Tatooine level. One particular technique for beating this level will be to shoot Jar Jar Binks in the direction of the main structure. Target his tongue in the direction of the horizontal wooden plank at the base in the structure to make it come falling downwards. Level B22. One strategy for this level is always to grapple the suspended platform using Jar Jar's tongue. Then tap yet again upon the screen to release his grip. Target the base of the tower on the right area. Level B23. A single strategy for the following stage is to get hold of the nearby pig utilizing Jar Jar's tongue. He can jump forwards in the structure on the right aspect. Once the dynamite blows up, 3 stars will be yours. Level B24. One technique for this specific stage is to grab the uppermost piece of rock within the pile by using Jar Jar's tongue and then pulling it into the dynamite. The plummeting waste should really detonate the dynamite to the left and the right side. Level B25. One strategy for this level should be to snap up the particular chain on the right side of the dynamite, using Jar Jar's tongue move, letting him swing all the way up to the uppermost structure. When the bottom dynamite blows up, the tower all the way to the right will topple over. Level B26. A single technique for this stage is to aim directly ahead. After that, refocus his pod car to strike the top left bridge. You can use Anakin to swing across to the dynamite on the right side and shoot both outstanding pigs. Level B27. A strategy for this stage is always to shoot Anakin high up, then target his own pod racer into the timber block just below the top pig. Anakin ought to continue frontward to the dynamite at the bottom right, leaving the metal block to plunge into the structure to the left. Level B28. A strategy for this level is always to shoot Anakin right in front. When he goes over the draping blocks above your head, refocus the pod racer towards the tip of the hoist. Duplicate the previous move to destroy the whole crane. Ultimately, aim for the particular chain around the way right side of the level. The dynamite explosion should destroy any remaining pigs. Level B29. A strategy for this stage would be to fire Anakin's pod racer on the top of dangling metal chain, if possible, any time it's swinging left, and also strive merely over the top pig to destroy him along the way. The sequence of dynamite blasts will complete the level. Level B210. A method to do this stage would be to blast Anakin's pod racer in the primary heap of pigs. Anakin should hit the helicopter, leading this to soar. This may lead to enormous destruction and clear the stage. Level B211. A strategy for this level is always to shoot Anakin for the helicopter and then refocus the pod racer towards the nearby structure. Anakin is going to draw this chopper throughout the tower whilst debris triggers the dynamite and beats the level. Level B212. The best strategy for this level is to shoot Yoda to just scrape the top chopper. Yoda must rebound round the level, eradicating all pigs and triggering the dynamite. Level B213. The best technique for this stage is always to fire Yoda onto the Tusken pig in the center of the stage. This is a perfect area for Yoda to bounce around the stage, cleaning the stage in just one shot. Level B214. The best strategy for this level is always to shoot Qui-Gon off of the spinning cog and into the dynamite past that. The cog will probably swing downwards and destroy the left half of the stage, whilst Qui-Gon will take out the remaining structure on the right side. Level B215. The very best technique of this stage would be to fire Yoda to scrape the initial couple of choppers and onward to the main tower. Yoda should damage the towers around the right while the helicopters destroy the left half of the stage. Level B216. The most effective strategy for this level is always to fire Anakin's pod racer into the surface of the nearest chain. Anakin ought to proceed onward into the dynamite on the right side. Level B217. The best strategy for this level would be to shoot Anakin straight forward, focusing on the right area on the left building. The dynamite there should blow up while Anakin destroys the structure on the right. Level B218. The best strategy for this level is to fire Anakin directly into the nearby dynamite. The helicopter ought to eliminate the lower left structure. Use Jar Jar Binks to destroy the supports of the right side tower in order to complete. Level B219. The best strategy for this level would be to get hold of the top steel square using Jar Jar's tongue, throwing him on the dynamite in the middle of the stage. Level B220. The best strategy for this level is always to get hold of the biggest vessel using Jar Jar's tongue, throwing him throughout the upper pair of cruisers. Employ Obi-Wan to toss boxes from the lower left cruiser toward the boss pig. Level B2S1. This level will be revealed by obtaining the treasure map in stage B210. Just after accomplishing this, this specific quest shall be revealed. The best strategy intended for this level will be to send C-3PO directly ahead and detonate in front of the first pig. This will clear the level. Level B2S2. This level is unlocked by finding the treasure map within level B210. Immediately after doing this, the mission will be revealed to you. The best technique for this particular level is to fire C-3PO up into the highest pig on the tower, leading to this to tumble to the right. This should unhinge the helicopter as well as take out all the pigs. Level P21. When you depart Naboo, you're instructed to make a decision to join the light or dark side. Should you make a decision to join the light side, this stage is going to open up when you obtain 20 stars within the light side of the escape to Tatooine levels. If you select the dark side, you get to this level. The best strategy for this level is always to shoot Darth Maul right down to the bottom left in the structure, inducing this to fall downward. At this moment, send another Darth Maul to the upper right suspended structure. This will finish the level. Level P22. The best strategy for this level is to shoot Darth Maul upwards between the left and middle suspended platform. When you go down between them, wield your lightsaber and watch the stage break. Level P23. The best strategy for this level is to send Darth Maul flying upwards into the chain, holding the suspended structure, inducing it to drop. Preferably, Darth Maul continues to the dynamite, beating the level. Level P24. The best strategy for this level is to launch Darth Maul right under the first structure, unleashing his dual lightsaber when you pass. This will spark a chain reaction and complete the stage. Level P25. The best strategy for this level would be to shoot Count Dooku with a medium-sized angle and throw his lightsaber within a direction downward to the initial structure. Should you get the perspective right, it will bounce back again and remove the bottom structure as well. Level P26. The best strategy for this level is to shoot Count Dooku towards the suspended platform. While he gets near the highest building, let loose the lightsaber to ensure that it encircles the building, taking out the top and bottom while allowing the platform to self-destruct. Level P27. The best strategy for this level is always to shoot Count Dooku at a high arc. Hence he comes down within the hanging platform. Release his lightsaber downward at an angle at the base building as you pass by. Lastly, release Darth Maul to the furthest tower to complete the level. Level P28. The best strategy for this level would be to blast Count Dooku in the direction of the bottom right area of the highest chain, releasing it and triggering the box to fall. While you soar from the first tower, fire the lightsaber behind. Level P29. The best strategy for this level is to shoot Count Dooku with a high arc, which means that he passes down by the dynamite. As he is falling, toss the lightsaber upward into the dynamite, draping Jawa. Once the dynamite releases, The level will be cleared. Level P210. The best strategy for this level is to throw Dooku down at the base, dynamite, whilst throwing the lightsaber upward at the top right tower. Level P211. The best strategy for this level is always to shoot Darth Sidious directly to the primary structure, instantly aiming for the chains, aiding the rocks in the heart of the level. Make use of Darth Maul to remove the remainder of the structures. Level P212. The best strategy for this level is always to fire the battle droid to the bottom part of the tower on the right, blasting the hanging platform right after launch. Level P213. The best strategy for this level would be to shoot Dooku toward the top of the support beams, blasting the boomerang via as numerous chains as you possibly can. Level P214. The most beneficial strategy for this level is to blast the battle droid over to the draping bone, so you can have the lasers bounce between your first couple of hovering platforms. Level P215. The best strategy for this level would be to fire the upper right building with Jango's missile and send him into the left flank of the primary structure. Make use of the remaining Jango missile to complete the level. Level P216. The most effective strategy for this level is always to release your battle droid at less than full power, firing the laser off the hovering platform as the droid blows the dynamite located inside the lower right area. Conclude by posting Darth Maul in the very first structure. Level P217. The best strategy for this level is always to fire the high right structure using the missile, while bouncing Jango into the first pile of hanging platforms. The sequence of events can beat the level in one fell swoop. Level P218. The very best strategy for this level would be to blast the lower left dynamite with Darth Maul. The flying platforms move a little arbitrarily, but could beat the full level. Level P219. The best strategy for this level is to fire the missile right from the pig all the way to the top of the screen, bouncing him to the first hovering platform. This will provide a single-shot level complete. Level P220. The best strategy for this level would be to shoot Darth Maul in between the two highest-up structures. Duplicate the opportunity with Dooku. Level P2S1. This specific level is revealed by finding the treasure map in stage P26. Soon after doing so, this particular quest shall be revealed to you. The best strategy for this level would be to shoot Droidica for the Jawa located at the upper left part of the screen. At this point, deliver the next Droidica using an identical approach, so it bounces and reaches the platform on the left side. Level P2S2. This level is revealed to you by receiving the treasure map in level P26. After completing this task, this specific quest shall be revealed. The most effective technique for this level is to shoot Droidica above the uppermost enemy and through the right side of the level. Fire an additional toward the dynamite to beat the stage. Level B11. Naboo Invasion. The best method for beating this level should be to fling Qui-Gon straight ahead in the direction of the one defenseless pig. Employ his lightsaber to chop the boxes. Level B12. The best method for beating this level would be to shoot Qui-Gon through the middle structure, making use of the lightsaber to make a path. Both the center and right side pigs really should be eliminated, leaving behind one more remaining pig, which can be cleared with the next bird. Level B13. The best method for beating this level is always to shoot Qui-Gon Jinn in the top of the left tower, inducing it to tumble. With a bit of good fortune, you will clear with a single bird. Level B14. The best method for beating this level is to fire Obi-Wan right onward into the shelf possessing a number of boxes. Utilize the force to throw these to the right, eradicating all of the pigs. Level B15. The most effective method for beating this level is to shoot Obi-Wan in the upside-down hanging pig in the heart of the level, aiming the force beam directly up. Level B16. The best method for beating this level is to push the top of the tower by working with Obi-Wan's force move. Once the tower tumbles, it will eliminate all pigs. Level B17. The best method for beating this level would be to fire Qui-Gon throughout the line, positioning a catapult. The magma ball is incredibly powerful and eliminates just about anything it touches to clear the stage. Level B18. The best method for beating this level would be to fling Obi-Wan way up in the air, landing just past the bridge. Use the force to propel debris to the right into the catapult to clear the level. Level B19. The best method for beating this level would be to toss Obi-Wan into the top of the highest structure, tossing debris right to the catapults. The magma balls ought to damage everything that stands and beat the level. Level B110. The best method for beating this level is always to fling Qui-Gon within the base of the catapult, breaking the block that forestalls it from running down the hill. This will eradicate the remainder of the level. Level B112. The best method for conquering this level would be to fire Yoda straight into the direction of the closest pig. After some luck, that rotating Yoda can reduce the level to dirt. Level B113. The most effective strategy for this level is definitely to throw Yoda very far, ricocheting him from the stone part in the wall above the principal building. Next, fire at an angle to push Yoda directly throughout the structure and into the explosives underneath. Level B114. The very best strategy for this level is to throw Yoda relatively flat, merely sufficient to make it above the nearest hill. His rotating capability ought to rebound him into the tower, causing it to topple. Level B115. The most effective strategy for this level will be to fling Yoda to strike upon the wood block in the center of the level. He will need to bounce into the dynamite above this, clearing the level. Level B116. The most effective strategy for this level is to use one Yoda to blow the dynamite on the top left nook of the level. To get this done, aim Yoda into the right tower, leading him to bounce up the wall space. Complete the stage by aiming for the timber and snow beams of these two towers. Level B117. The most effective strategy for this level is to fling Qui-Gon towards the very first steel square, chopping as he gets close to the building. A timber block ought to strike the dynamite within the left part in the stage. Level B118. The most effective strategy for this level is to toss Yoda into the base of the large tower. Yoda will need to continue onward while the boulder moves left. The rock should destroy the piggies below. Level B119. The most effective strategy for this level is to chuck Obi-Wan into the closest structure, tossing junk toward the magma ball inside the top right-hand corner. When the ball tumbles gently, it will eradicate the complete tower underneath and clear the stage. Level B120, the most effective strategy for this level is always to toss Yoda in the direction of the principal building, ultimately deflecting a laser blast into the left pig. Deliver Obi-Wan toward the dynamite in the center of the stage, throwing clutter at the magma ball within the top right area. Level B1S1. This level is opened by finding the treasure map inside level B16. Right after accomplishing this, this specific side quest is going to be unlocked. The most effective strategy for this level is to toss C-3PO in the direction of the middle of the level, splitting him early on to scatter his pieces. Preferably, the dynamite within the left part of the stage will need to detonate while the bridge nearby the middle breaks. Level B1S2. This level is revealed to you by acquiring the treasure map in level B16. Soon after completing this task, the side quest will be opened. The very best strategy for this level would be to throw R2-D2 in between the main structures, utilizing his electricity strike to zap almost all of them. Wipe out the pig within the far left to finish the stage. Level P11. This level calls that you simply get 20 stars in the birdside missions in order to key into this level. The best strategy will be to fire Jango towards the structure, after that shooting the foot of the middle structure with his missile. The steel blocks inside the structure ought to be yanked into your magnetic field, thus ruining the foot of the structure. Level P12. The best strategy is to launch Jango with a reduced arc, and so he travels in beneath the birds, dangling from the chain. When he approaches, fire his missile upward to the chain to discharge the magnet and take care of the birds. Level P13. The best strategy would be to fire Jango within the block beneath the initial magnets so that it breaks to the right. After some luck, they'll tumble correctly and remove every one of the birds. Level P14. The most effective technique is always to fire Jango into the top building to the right, causing it to fall off to the right and hit the magnet free so that it brings down the rightward tower. Level P15. The best strategy is to launch Jango right onward and fire his missile between the middle and top planks. This will release the metal boulder and cause the stage to be cleared. Level P16. The best strategy is to fire the Emperor at a moderate arc near the top of the center structure. When you approach the very first structure, fire the lightning down into the base left of your structure. Use the second Emperor to clear clutter between the two towers, and also another Emperor to take out the rest of the rebels. Level P17. The most beneficial technique is to launch the Emperor with a small arc while quickly using his lightning to cut the superior three chains, providing strength to the metal blocks. For those who fired the Emperor on the appropriate angle, he ought to burst the small timber block supporting the far structure. Level P18. The best strategy is to release the Emperor up and also over the top left platform while quickly pointing his lightning to the lumber boulders. Releasing at the appropriate incline should make the Emperor to travel into the upper right-hand side dynamite. At this point, cut the top left part of the left chain with the second Emperor and employ the lightning to cut the second. Level P19. The best strategy is always to target the Emperor towards the bottom left bird whilst instantly aiming the lightning upwards toward the metallic balls perched on top of the stage. Level P20. P110, the best strategy is always to blast the Emperor up and also over the highest structure, firing his lightning back again into the yellow bird sitting on top of the red bird. Level P111, the best approach to this level is to fire Django with a lower arc in between the two magnets. The goal is to use the magnets in order that Django travels beyond the building. Once you are beyond the building, roll out the missile ability targeted at the base right. Level P112. The best approach to this level is to fling the droid upward and also over the structure to the right. Once he destroys the dwelling, shoot his lasers back to eliminate it completely. Level P113. The best approach to this level is to fire the droid halfway into the surface of the very first atmosphere. Using the correct angle, he will come all around the tiny base and beneath the larger sized one, striking the bottom timber of the building to clear the stage. Level P114. The best approach to this level is to launch the droid at a downwards angle towards the end right base. While he draws near the right part in the stage, fire the blasters, targeting the dynamite to clear. Level P115. The best approach to this level will be to launch Jango Fett with a minimal slope so he hits the timber heap right in front of the magnet. While he draws near, shoot his missile right down to take out the bird within the ice cubes. Level P116. The best approach to this level would be to fire Django down below so he enters the space where the couple atmospheres meet. Fire his missile along at the metal dynamite to beat the level. Level P117. The best approach to this level would be to shoot the droid slightly above the little base. Get him to circle all around and eliminate the wood block within the first tower. When he does, shoot the lasers to the metal dynamite box. Level P118. The best approach to this level will be to fire Django into the very first sizable magnet at the top left. When he approaches the top left side, shoot the missile to the metal boulder. This ought to ricochet on the magnet, resulting in a cascade of destruction. Level P119. The most effective strategy to beat this stage would be to shoot the droid up to the timber higher than the magnet. The magnet is now free and will also be ripped into the atmosphere, pulling everything along with it. Level P120. The most effective strategy to beat this level is to fire the droid underneath the very first base. When he makes its way into its atmosphere, fire his lasers to the dynamite in the bottom of the bigger base. Fire Django on the very same path, and fire his missile to destroy Panaka hidden in the starship. Level P1S1. This level is unlocked by acquiring the treasure map within stage P18. After accomplishing this quest will be unlocked. The very best strategy to beat this level is to send Droidica upward to the birds draping on the chain. Level P1S2. This level is opened by obtaining the treasure map within stage P18. Soon after accomplishing this quest will be revealed. The most effective strategy to beat this level would be to droidica into the top of the left chain. This will release both dynamites, delivering them crashing beneath. Reward Chapter. Level BR1. The best way to beat this level is to send Qui-Gon upward in between the dangling boxes and the first building. Use his lightsaber to split the middle chain so he continues on to the right building. The dynamite should fall and finish off the level. Level BR2. The best way to beat this level is to send Obi-Wan in the bottom of the steel tower. Employ his force to fling a few boxes upwards, hitting the dynamite and causing it to explode. Level BR3. The best way to beat this level is to fling Yoda at the topmost wood triangle, triggering the lightsaber move in the last second. If at all possible, he will slice it and attempt to rebound around to complete the level. Level BR4. The best way to beat this level is to fling Jar Jar so he almost hits the stack of boulders. When he travels through, make use of his tongue to seize one so that he flies into the dynamite suspending within the chain. Level BR5. The best way to beat this level would be to fire Anakin and his pod racer high within the initial bubble to ensure that he continues within the surface of the second. As he gets near the rear of the second building, deliver him into the steel dynamite to beat the level. Level BR6. The best way to beat this level is always to launch Panaka higher than the first structure, shooting backwards into the dynamite as you pass by. As needed, use him one more time to mop up any remaining pigs. Level BR7. The best way to beat this level is always to fire Padme down under the first building. As she draws near underneath, use her tractor beam to tug the left area of the center structure up to the dynamite. The blast ought to conclude anything off. Level BR8. The best strategy for beating this level is always to fling Padawan Anakin downwards underneath the first structure so he carries on into the lesser far right side one. Set off his lightsaber when you get close to deliver the debris floating upwards to the pigs above. When the bubbles encircling all those pigs pop, they will fall and induce the dynamite, completing the stage. Level BR9. The best strategy for beating this level is to deliver the Jedi in the left metal rock, splitting at the very last minute. The thing here is to detonate the dynamite on the left whilst relieving the string of snow up into the dynamite on the top right of the level. Level BR10. The best strategy for beating this level is always to shoot Windu in the bubble so he's going to travel upward well as over the building. When you enter the bubble, toss the lightsaber downwards towards the bottom right enemies. He should continue to travel into the building on the right, knocking it all the way down. Fire another Windu on the same path, taking out the remaining pigs. Level BR11. The best strategy for beating this level would be to release Chewbacca into the upper left portion of the bubble, so he continues onto the right section in the center chain. If the dynamite detonates, that will clear the level. Level BR12. The best strategy for beating this level will be to fling R2-D2 to the core of the first structure. Time it to ensure the pigs around the handle are usually within reach. Continue to the building on the far right to clear the level. Level BR13. The best strategy for beating this level is to shoot C-3PO to the upper left chain, leaving the boxes, taking off the middle dynamite as well as the bottom left pig. Fire a second C-3PO upwards into the fixed rock on top left, booming him just above. With a bit of good fortune, the waste is going to float downward onto the other side of the level, detonating the dynamite to clear the level. Level BR-14. The best strategy for beating this level is to fire Leia upward over the left building. While you cross all over this target, the beam back again at the very top left steel rock, tugging it down into the structure beneath. Level B BR-15. The most effective strategy to beat this level would be to fling Luke into the upper left of the encased bubble so that he groups around to the far right dynamite, using the lightsaber attack to blow it sky high. Level BR-16. The most effective strategy to beat this level is to shoot Luke towards left chain, severing this so the building at the center slowly tumbles right. Right after it falls, send the subsequent bird to break the chain. It will deliver the metal beam down into the dynamite, completing the stage. Level BR-17. The most effective strategy to beat this level is to fling Jedi Luke inside the surface of the left side bubble in order that he precipitates to the left dynamite to trigger it. Should you time this move so the metallic doorway is wide open, you can take out the building to the right and clear the level. Level BR-18. The most efficient strategy to conquer this level is to fire Han Solo down on a very low arc so he returns up, cuts the highest three ropes, and continues within the far right rope, securing the metal box. About halfway ahead of getting into the bubble, shoot his blaster with an angle downward at the base left structure. The falling apart building will need to free the wood rocks to clear the stage. Level PR1. The most effective strategy to beat this level is to send Sidious in the direction of the left chain, aiming for the tiny bridge attaching both the chained buildings. Remove the right aspect of your stage by delivering Sidious through the center of the bubble and focusing on the metallic platform on the furthest building. Level PR2. The most effective strategy to beat this level is to fire Jango throughout the base in the bubble, blowing up the tower. Level PR3. The most effective approach for this level will be to send the droid across the first structure, firing downward upon the dynamite. The goal should be to have the droid to proceed to the footing of the right tower, leading it to sweep. Level PR4. The most effective approach for this stage is to fling Darth Maul high into the first bubble, cutting through the two dangling enemies and in the dynamite. Level PR5. The most effective approach for this stage is to deliver Dooku in the direction of the top left rock, utilizing the boomerang to release it, causing the tower to tumble. Target the next shot low, firing the boomerang via the pair of leftover chains. The crumbling right structure is going to trigger the dynamite beneath. Level PR6. The most effective strategy for this stage will be to fire Droidica through the upper left enemy and slash the chain outside of it. Target the subsequent Droidica to your base of the first bubbled enemy, eradicating the level. Level PR7. The most effective strategy for this level will be to send Zam higher than the top left long-term construction, utilizing the grapple hook to swing back all around. Tap again to produce the hook, focusing on the dynamite in the middle of the level. Level PR8. The most effective approach for this stage will be to fling Grievous through the left foe, employing the four-time lightsaber attack to avoid slowing down. Grievous should carry on through both chains, dropping huge items onto the adversaries below. Send an additional Grievous in the right structure to set off the dynamite to clear the level. Level PR9. The most effective strategy for this level would be to deliver Anakin just left from the dynamite, making use of the force to shoot close by waist away. A wood block really should traverse the right section on the stage, smashing the rope and dropping boulders onto the enemies. Level PR-10. The most effective strategy for this level is to shoot Darth Vader in the lower left gap, utilizing the Force to destroy the three close by enemies. Vader ought to carry on upward, forcing the timber obstructs above to adjust. This will set off a chain reaction of the close by dynamite and clear the level. Level PR-11. The most effective strategy for this level is to shoot Fett just over the first foe. He fires two missiles, so target in between the dangling boulder and main buildings above. The boulder should set off the dynamite down below. Employ one more Fett to eliminate the remaining towers. Level PR-12. The most effective strategy for this level will be to blast the biker scout very low, hardly slipping over the very first tower. Cycle back around to shoot the safeguarded opponents under the left foundation. A block ought to rise through the water to blow up the dynamite over it, engulfing the level with particles. Level PR-13. The most effective strategy for this level would be to fire the TIE pilot via the ropes beneath the wood building, firing upon the slanted metal plank as you go by. The blast should detonate one or more dynamite below, triggering the blocks to go up, killing all enemies. Level PR-14. The most effective strategy for this level would be to shoot the stormtrooper in the pivoted foe in the top left area. The stormtrooper's laser beam is incredibly inaccurate. Target to the right to lower the flying dynamite and release both bubbled adversaries on the right. Treasure Maps B16. In this level, the map is at the rear of the slingshot stand. Utilize Obi-Wan and his Force push to move objects onto the map. P18. In this level, the map is inside the far right side on the stage. To seize it, fling Sidious through the dynamite over the level, allowing waste to drop on the map. B210. In this level, the map is in the way right area of the stage. Remove the bridge prior to utilizing the pod racer to topple the encompassing tower onto the map. P26. In this level, the map was at the way right side in the stage. Hit the map by making use of Count Dooku's lightsaber. Bonus boxes. Level B14. The bonus box is high above the level, out of reach of any birds. Use Obi-Wan Kenobi to throw blocks toward it. Level B110. The bonus box is behind the slingshot platform. Use either Qui-Gon Jinn or Obi-Wan Kenobi to detonate the nearby TNT. Level B112. The bonus box is high above the main structure. Yoda needs to bounce off the tops of the nearby trees before falling headlong into the box. Level B1S2. The bonus box is in the water under the slingshot platform. Use R2-D2 to get into the water and zap the box. Level P12. The bonus box is located above the giant magnet. Use Jango Fett's rocket to blast it to smithereens. Level P15. The bonus box is way over on the extreme right side of the level. Blasting the TNT nearby should be enough to scald the box and earn you the item within. Level P115. The bonus box is in the northwest corner of the target planet. It's pretty well protected with chains around it, but you can launch Jango Fett counterclockwise around the entire planet to obtain the item within. Level P1S2. The bonus box is hidden on the far right side of the level. Droidica disassembles after its spinning pinball attack finishes, and debris is the only way to break the box. Level B27. The bonus box is on the far right side of the level. Use Anakin's pod racer to knock debris onto the box below. level B29. The bonus box is high above the chain and gear. Snipe it using Anakin's pod racer. Level B211. The bonus box is hidden on the right side of the floating permanent platform. Fling Anakin straight ahead before flying his pod racer headlong into the box. Level B2S2. The bonus box is far away, in the top right corner of the level, atop the butte. It's extremely difficult to reach, but you must cause C-3PO to self-destruct close enough to the box so that a piece of him reaches it. Level P21. The bonus box is hidden under the slingshot platform and is incredibly difficult to obtain. You must thread the needle with Darth Maul to reach the box without using a character swap. Level P212. The bonus box is hidden on the far right side of the level. Clear the bridge above the level to get a proper angle to snipe the box from a distance. Level P213. The bonus box is hidden in the top right corner of the level. Clear the bone pillars out of the way before sniping the box with Count Dooku's boomerang lightsaber. Level P2S1. The bonus box is not well hidden, but very well protected in the middle of the level. Droidica will need to pinball around to break the box from the right side. Level BR3. The bonus box is hidden under the left platform. Use Yoda to pinball your way under the platform and into the box. Level BR5. The bonus box is way over on the right side of the level. Fling Anakin through the top of both bubbles before directing his pod racer into the box below. Level BR9. The bonus box is just above the first bubble. The strategy is obvious. Fling Jedi Youngling just outside the bubble to hit the box dead on. Level BR10. The bonus box is above the level, but only accessible if you fling Mace Windu wide left. Do this and snipe the box with his boomerang lightsaber. Level PR1. The bonus box is above the bubble. Fling Darth Sidious through the left chain to clear a path toward the box. Level PR2. The bonus box is hidden under the slingshot platform. Use Jango Fett's rocket to blast it. Level PR7. The bonus box is tucked away under the slingshot platform. Loop Zam Wessel around the platform with his grappling hook to grab the box. Level PR9. The bonus box is far away in the upper right corner of the level. It's extremely difficult to obtain, and there's not much we can really say here. Sorry. Please see the post. It's really hard. Seriously, good luck, Dark Anakin. Level PR13. The bonus box is hidden way below the slingshot platform. Unfortunately, it's not that hidden since there's a giant arrow pointing to it. Use the TIE fighter pilot to gun it down. Conclusion. Once you start to implement the strategies outlined, there will be a much greater chance of success for you. In addition, you will find yourself beating parts of the game that you were once stuck on. This will not only make the game much more interesting and enjoyable, but you will also realize a greater level of accomplishment. Good luck. This has been Angry Birds Star Wars 2 Game. How to download for Android, PC, iOS, Kindle, plus tips. Written by HSE Games. Narrated by Trevor Klinger. Copyright 2017 by Gamer Guides, LLC. Production copyright 2017 by Gamer Guides, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.